Welcome to the Interactive Media Network, the home of the I Am Radio TV Network. And today, we are proud to present to you the new show, The Hypnotic Interventionist, with your host, Jeffrey Miller, renowned author, professional speaker, and strategic intervention coach. Now, get ready to go. Interactive.
Hello, how are you all? Thank you so much. I am excited for the show today. I am Jeffrey Miller, known as the Hypnotic Interventionist. And I'll give you a little bit of a story about me, what we call the backstory here in a minute. But I want to thank you. Thank you for tuning in with us today. We have a phenomenal show lined up for you. We are going to have 60 minutes of just impactful, phenomenal information. I know a lot of you are listening today that have been, we've broadcast that the show was coming on, that we had a special, special guest, and we do. And I will get into who she is here just in a few moments. But I want to talk a little bit about who I am and what am I doing. And some people say, you know, it's great to have a radio show. What's it all about? And who is this guy, the hypnotic interventionist anyway? You know, what is this all about? Well, to start with, about 6 years ago now, coming out of an extremely successful run of businesses as an entrepreneur, very successful, enjoying life, moved up to Maine about 19 and a half years ago, had a beautiful home on the lake, nice car in the driveway. Something was missing. As successful as I was and how everything was going, it was just pieces of my puzzle were missing. So I had remembered from years past following then Anthony Robbins, when he was called Anthony, not Tony, for those of you know who I'm speaking of, and most people do these days. And I read his second book, just something that hit me about it, Awaken the Giant Within. And I thought, isn't this interesting? I'm 6'4", 240 pounds. You know, I'm the giant and I need to be awakened, right? Not like Jack and the Beanstalk or anything like that. But, you know, what is this about? Well, I get into it and it was like, wow. Wow. That is when I was introduced to the personal development industry as it is known today and the greats like Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar. And I started listening to and enjoying everything that both of those gentlemen had to offer as well as Dale Carnegie and Brian Tracy. Oh my gosh, the list goes on. I just couldn't seem to get enough. I had to be fed this stuff, you know. It's like morning, noon, and night, my drive time. And back then it was cassettes. It wasn't CDs. I had a cassette player and my vehicle going between stops as, you know, in my business. And I just couldn't get enough of it. And I found that I enjoyed that more actually than reading. Because the time my day got over, I was tired. And my eyes were tired from the amount of driving I was doing and everything. And to be honest with you, the drive time listening just is fantastic. If you don't do it, I suggest it. Because now with the advent of CD players, which have been around for a number of years, you can listen to a lot of great stuff, which helps you jump the hurdles, so to speak, and answer some questions you may have going on in your mind. Well, that said, about 6 years ago, going back to that, woke up one morning in my beautiful home, living on the lake. My front porch was 10 feet from the water. I opened the double atrium blinds, and I'm not trying to brag here. I've earned every bit of it. I worked hard for it. I earned it. And fixed myself a cup of coffee, and I'm staring out at this view like nobody else has. I mean, honestly, when you think about it, any one of you sitting anywhere on this planet today has a unique view. Look out the window. Look out the windshield. And if you listen to this, pay attention to driving as well. But that said, my unique view as I stood out and looked through the glass was, who am I? And this question came up. I said, where does this come from? What's going on here? Who am I? Well, I'd had a kind of a dream that night, and it kind of led me to that. I didn't remember all of it, but I knew something was up and things were shifting. Things were changing. And what did I do? I said, Tony Robbins. Anthony Robbins, what's up with that book? I wonder what I ever did with that book. Where are things right now with that? So I sat down at the computer, fixed another cup of coffee, relaxed, typed in, first of all, who am I? And I came up with an amazing first thing that popped up by a group known as Casting Crowns, a song called Who Am I? And oh boy, was it emotional. It really hit me. From there, I looked up Tony Robbins again, see what's going on with him, and found out that they actually had a training center that he had formulated with a Dr. Chloe Madonis, a very renowned doctor of psychiatry, psychological, so to speak. And it had actually some openings. So I get in touch with him and filled it out, sent my money in, and bam, that's how that started. It was a fantastic journey. And that's what the fun is and what we do in life. It's the journey. It is lovely to get to where you're going. Sometimes you don't know where you're going. And strategic intervention, as they call it, as I learned it to be, taught me that in order to be what you want to be and figure it all out, you got to know where you're going. And then you need to become your first best client. And wow, that hit me. I had to do that. I had to learn that. And, you know, my goal back then was to finish that program and fix me. Figure out what this pervasive thing was that was going on, because I wasn't happy. And it wasn't to do with making money. It wasn't to do with running businesses. It wasn't to do with family or having great friends or everything else. It was something inside of me to do with relationships. And I won't get into the ins and outs of that right now today, but you know, it was something that I was able to overcome. I found out how to bust through the firewall between the conscious and the unconscious mind. And that was an amazing thing in itself, that I figured that out. I said, who would have ever thought that here I am, just a businessman, would be able to sort this out. But this training was fantastic. From there, it went on to NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and figured out even further, because, you know, being a guy who loves to work with his hands, I said, what is this all about? What does this strategic intervention thing really mean? If you take it apart and sort it out, what is it? Well, it stemmed from many different levels of professionalism, because Tony will tell you he doesn't particularly make a new wheel nor reinvent it. He just takes all the great stuff from all the great people and he packaged it into a program that really works. And I said, gee whiz, if he did that, I can do that. So my coaching style as an interventionist, what do I want to do? How do I want to lead from it? Knowing then that Dr. Milton Erickson was a big part of how that was all put together, strategic intervention, and the onset of Bandler and Grindler with NLP, et cetera, I learned as much as I could about, from the reading level and listening level, about Dr. Milton Erickson. And to this day, I will tell you that is the reason I became a hypnotherapist, because it is a phenomenal way to help everyone. Everyone, I mean everyone, that's willing to change their mind, come into a state of mind that things can be fixed. We have an ability to do it. I started with a doctor that was very good. It was clinical hypnosis. And now I am extremely proud to say that I am studying with what I call the infamous Dr. Mike Mandel out of Toronto, Canada. Mike's program is exceptional. It is actually beyond exceptional. Mike, if you ever get to hear the replay or you're listening to this, you are the man. And Chris Thompson, I'll tell you, you guys are fantastic. And it has just caused my program to have a whole new zest, so to speak. It's made it so it really gets to the root of a person's issue in life and just makes it happen quicker. There's no need to go lay on the couch for an hour every week someplace. You know, unless you're tired and you want to go home and sleep. But I mean on a, you know, to have to go to a professional. And somebody will say, oh, you know, you shouldn't be saying that. That's kicking mainstream in the butt. Well, you know what? If that's what they think, that's what they think. What I believe is that, in fact, hypnosis has the toolbox. It's my toolbox that I can help folks get through, bust through, sort it all, climb back in there into the unconscious mind. Let's get to the raw, let's shampoo and condition it, as I say. And we are going to square this away. And 99.99999, as far as I can go, percent of the time, it does work. It has happened. That said, I've had some phenomenal clients. I've had coaches that call me back during training days in that program. We cross-coached to help each other learn how to be a great coach. And then I had coaches get back in touch with me and say, you know, I like the way you did that, and this and this and this, and gee, would you work with me further? I've got this thing going on. So I became quite successful as an interventionist, and I was quite happy to be able to do it. As a matter of fact, so much so that my life as a traditional entrepreneur with my businesses and my ups and downs of successes and failures kind of started to slide to the side, and I went full time. And I'm thrilled because this is it for me. This is my passion. This is when I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm ready to go. And they say, 5 o'clock in the morning? I say, yes, because I have so much that I want to accomplish. I am passionate. It's a white hot burning desire to help people that want to receive that help, to bust through the negative self-beliefs, the debilitating talk, etc. I mean, nobody really wants to have to deal and live with that, but a lot of people don't know how to understand it. They don't know how to get through it. They don't really know what they don't really know, if you know what I mean. And that said, that's what it's about. So it's a thrilling thing for me to be able to do. I so enjoy working as a strategic interventionist. And about 3 months ago, I decided I would rebrand because hypnotherapy is my main thing I work with now. That's like my number one. When you do my 21 Days to Change Your Mind program, which I wanted to mention, a program that I wrote is 3 sessions, 7 days apart, and the client has homework in between they have to do. We meet 3 sessions, and generally that's it. That's it. But that first session, after the consultation, after we go through that, that first 1 hour session is on Skype, a hypnotic event. And it is geared to exactly what it is that this particular client needs me to help them with, what they've answered in the questions and what we've talked about in the consultation. Therefore, it is not the same for every single person, other than then, generally speaking, first, second, and third session is pretty well wrapped up. And that takes care of it, unless they'd like to continue and do some other things, you know, to do with the coaching or business help, etc. That pretty well does it. That's that part, and that's about me. We're going to get into what we are going to discuss today. I have an extremely special guest with me today, a lovely lady from Sudbury, Ontario, as a matter of fact. And just recently, after years' worth of work and putting things together, a group of us, myself, the founder, launched the IM Radio TV Network. The parent company is the Interactive Media Network. And we are a company that actually is putting together shows for folks that want to jump to the next level. We'll talk about some of that a little bit later. This coach I had met some years ago via the awesomeness of the internet. We'll talk about that a little more, exactly how we actually met. She is a go-getter of a coach. She is a company in Canada known as Choice Coaching, and she does phenomenal work. Phenomenal work. And looking for partners in the IM network, I started interviewing, which I love to do. And I have an interview show as well on this network now called Interactive Interviews. And I only wanted to have the top coaches in this upper level because I want them to be the folks that people can look up to for that guidance from coaches. That's why we have 3 different levels. Not that anybody's lesser than, but there's levels of experience. There's areas of wisdom that a person has gained as a coach. This lady has gained that wisdom. This lady actually has wisdom beyond her years. And I want to tell you, she is one phenomenal coach. She has actually, and I have actually had the pleasure of being coached by this lovely lady, as well as I've had the pleasure to coach her. That brings us to what is going to be discussed now in the next 15, 20 minutes before we take callers. You are going to want to hear this. This is a very, very personal, intimate story of the life of this lady. It's an amazing story. It's one that you probably would just shake your head and go, wow. We know these type of things happen in the world today. We don't understand why. Introduce this lovely lady. She, as I said, is a top coach, owns her own coaching company up in Sudbury, Ontario. And her name is Katie Grandmaison, and she is known as the Relationship Whisperer. And hello, Katie. How are you?
Hi, Jeffrey. I'm good.
Great. Welcome to the show. And I like to call this your show as well today because you, after getting in touch with me, wow. You said you wanted to go full, what we call full boat, full speed ahead. You wanted to get it out there so that folks understood what it was that you asked me to work with you on as a hypnotic interventionist, and why you believe that I could help you, and in fact did. So I'm going to pass it to you and tell folks, you know, your backstory a little bit, and then I would like to ask you some questions pertaining to what we're going to discuss.
Okay. Talking about the 21 days to change your mind, I mean, you told me a lot about your program, and I went online and I read up on it, and I thought it was a really cool program. And I've never been hypnotized. It's not like you always wonder, can I be hypnotized? Can I not? Can hypnosis really help? I mean, I was kind of skeptical on the whole thing. Some things started to happen in my city. Young girls were going missing, and the ones that were found, it turned out that they were being trafficked for sex. And so that started to trigger me with something that had happened to me when I was 16 and living on the street. And you and I had known each other for years. We were, I was becoming a partner, a platinum partner in the IM network. And so you asked me, what was bothering me, that there had been a change in my demeanor. Was there anything that I wanted to talk about, or, anything that was going on? And I don't remember what my answer was at first, but I remember trying to just brush it off and brush it aside, because this situation wasn't something I really talk about. It was hard for me to talk about. There was a lot of shame surrounding it, a lot of embarrassment, fear, so much fear attached to this situation. And so I finally told you, and then you told me that that's what the 21 Days to Change Your Mind program was designed for. Situations like that, for people who, were having a hard time overcoming a situation in their life, or, dealing with it and living their life in spite of it. So I was hesitant at first, but then I decided at this point, what do I have to lose? I have to try, because I can't keep living like this. And these triggers are, they were bringing me back to a place I didn't want to go to. So when you offered to try and help me, when you offered me the 21 Days to Change Your Mind program, I thought, I may as well invest in myself. And so I agreed to do it.
Yes, you did. And I'll tell you, it was, I as a coach do not push anybody to receive coaching. I have clients, quite honestly, as you know, Katie, and I know you're in the same situation, that, they believe they want help. I ask them a question that they need to answer to bring to the consultation. It's a real simple question. What is your big pervasive issue that's going on in your life right now that you'd love to change? First thing, yeah. Bam, it cuts right through. It gets through the firewall. Yeah. It goes into the unconscious, brings it out. And then what five or six things would change in your life exponentially as a result of that? You answered that question, and you brought it to me, and you said, this is it. And I went, okay, when would you like to get started? Have you made up your mind that you'd like to change your mind, that you'd like to eliminate this from being that trigger, being that issue that plagues you? You told me more about that, about how you felt. And let's you may want to start and explain, what brought you to the point of even being involved in this situation. If you'd like to do that, go ahead.
Okay. Well, so I became homeless at the age of 16, and I had met someone. I had met a guy who was substantially older than me, who offered me a place to live, a roof over my head, food on the table. I mean, it just all sounded so fairy tale, so great. And he was very charming, and so I believed him that he wanted to be there for me and take care of me, and I was really happy about this. So what ended up happening was I believed him, and I went to his home, and the first couple of days, everything was fine. And then I found myself locked in a room, and he was selling me for sex.
Wow. Yeah. I folks, as a coach, I'll be quite honest with you. I have to go into a state of listening as a coach. I'm sitting here as a coach today, but not so much as I do when I'm in session with a client. You cannot have a reaction to that the client brings to the table. And understanding, I want to also say something, that Katie herself has asked to do this today. This is nothing I've asked her to do. She said, it is time for me to be able to get it out there that this is the kind of stuff that goes on. This is what I went through. This is how I feel about it now. And it was your program, you as a coach and as a hypnotherapist, that did it for me. And she wanted, yeah. And I was like, no, I don't want you to do, you don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. I will tell you, this woman is insistent, okay?
Well, because of your program, I felt like I could finally tell that part of my story. Because I always talk about, you know, okay, growing up in an abusive environment, you know, and I talk about being homeless, but this one, like, and you know, being in bad relationships and abusive relationships, yada, yada. You know, I could talk about all that stuff, but this one situation, I couldn't talk about. And if I did happen, if it did come up, you know, where I told somebody I was very, very close to and trusted entirely, I mean, my face would turn beet red, my heart would start to race, and I would feel sick to my stomach, and I was still living in it. I was still living in fear of it.
And the fear, in your case, fear did not mean, as some people, and I have used it myself, fear being an acronym that means false evidence appearing real. In your case, that was BS, because it was real. Your fear was real. And you know, you told me of instances along the way of even attempting to, you know, when you bring your children out to the school bus, for goodness sakes, you would be fearful that they were going to be okay. And if that wasn't enough, you were fearful that somebody was going to snag you between walking from the bus stop back to the house.
And it's like maybe 20 feet to my house, and walking back from the bus stop in the morning to my house alone in the morning when I get my daughter off on the bus, I would watch, like, keep looking behind me, afraid that someone's going to grab me, that someone's going to take me away. And I think another thing that that really was hard for me was the fact that I was missing, but no one missed me. No one was looking for me. I was the perfect target for this. And, you know, I was alone in the world, and nobody wanted me, and I was taken, and nobody was looking for me. There was no chance of being rescued. And
how
I think
I still lived in
fear that if it happened again, that no one would look for me, that no one would care to come find me to save me.
Very, very, very sad situation. And, you know, as I learned this as a coach, which was totally confidential at that point, and there are still parts of this coaching between Katie and myself as a professional, she being a professional as well as a coach, we well understand that veil of privacy that exists. And, you know, if somebody thinks that's being pierced right now, please understand it's not. This was a choice made by Katie to come forward, because this was part of actually healing for her. She has come so far with us now after going through the program that she now, well, I'm going to have you say it. I don't have to say it. This is you. Go right ahead and how you feel.
How I feel after the program? I can walk. Well, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It was so weird for me. After the third session, I was walking from the bus stop home, and the thought of someone coming up behind me and grabbing me didn't even cross my mind. And when you first offered to help me, the fear of not being afraid was as great as the fear of being afraid, because I always felt like if I lost that fear, that I would let my guard down and that it would happen. I gave myself every reason to continue to be afraid. And to me, they were good reasons. I had to be afraid so that this didn't happen to me again. You know, I didn't want to be victimized again. But by living like that, I was still a victim. I wasn't surviving that situation. I was still a victim in that situation.
And how many years ago was that now, Katie, if you'll let the audience know?
You've been living with this
20 years.
Almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years you've been living with this immense fear. And it's not the only thing you were dealing with, too. I mean, you had that fear, but all of the other things combined, you know, about being, you know, the potential of running into the people or the person or, wow, just horrific when you think about it. And now you have a different way of thinking about it, which I am very pleased about, because it's renewed a strength in you and everybody, and myself included in our network, and people are with you, they've seen a difference. Talk about that, is how you feel, you know, in the comparison. I mean, that alone, just to be able to walk into the house is fantastic.
Well, and the thing is I think about how I felt before the 21 days to change your mind, and it was absolutely ridiculous that for 20 years I lived in fear of him finding me or someone else grabbing me or, you know, going missing and no one looked for me. I mean, I have so many people in my life that love me and would not stop until they found me. And I know this, but it's like I was still the 16-year-old girl that nobody missed. You know, that somebody could grab me and it wouldn't matter. And I would become a victim of it all over again. And so after the 21 days to change your mind, I mean, it just seems ridiculous to me that I lived in fear of it for 20 years. And I get why I did. I do. And being able, like going through your program, the third session of hypnosis was the greatest session for me because I got to go and kind of relieve myself of that fear, let myself know that it was okay, that I'm okay now. And it made me realize that I'm okay now. I'm safe now. You know, I'm married and I have a husband who loves me to pieces that I love to pieces. And it's the first stable male relationship I have ever had in my life. And I'm very, very grateful for it. And that, you know, I'm smart enough not to get myself into that situation anymore. And just not too much, you know, because you should never trust anyone too much, right? But, and that I have a support system and I have a team of people around me who care about me. And I have wonderful kids that I love that I'm overprotective of when it comes to my daughter because of that situation. And I'm not, you know, I'm not sure how easy it'll be for me to let go of the overprotectiveness, especially with what's going on in Sudbury right now. But I mean, I think that I live with less fear that, you know, the same thing that happened to me is going to happen to her.
Right. Right. There is a, we don't know as people what we don't know. And when I say that to clients, they go, huh? I said, exactly, huh? You didn't know what you didn't know. All you knew is what you knew. All you knew is that fear factor that was triggered by many different angles and many different things, whether it was somebody saying something, a thought, the school bus, walking back into the house. And a lot of people can relate to what you're saying. I don't know that I could honestly say, nor can anybody else, that they've lived through what you've said. However, I'll bet a lot have. There's a lot of stuff going on in that area, which is really sad, 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 that our society, no matter where it is in the world, have gone to this level of trafficking, which in fact is all about money, unfortunately, and it's about drugs, and it's about this and that, and it's about people who want to, it's power, it's control, and it's a very sad thing, and it probably wasn't any different. Go ahead.
I never thought that I fit into the category of trafficking because, I mean, I willingly went with him into his home and I wasn't sold to one person specifically, you know, I was stayed in the same place. I wasn't moved around, you know, I was sold to multiple people, but there at his home and I walked into it. And so a lot of it I blamed on myself for putting myself in that situation.
Mm. That is
so
a common
thing. So
there's
a lot of embarrassment.
Yeah, there would be, and that's what I mean by common. I don't mean the situation is common by any means, folks. I mean, it's a common trait for you to go into your mind and go, this is somehow my fault. If I hadn't left my home, if I hadn't been homeless, if I hadn't been on the street, if I hadn't had a place to sleep, if I didn't need food, all these things, oh, if I only hadn't done this, I wouldn't be here locked behind a door being utilized as a very sad situation. And there's a lot of the guilt that carries. People carry that guilt with them for the rest of their life like it was something to do with them. Unfortunately, our living and growing, we learn things as children that kind of not perpetuates this situation, but it perpetuates low self-esteem. And low self-esteem and issues at home and fighting with parents and issues with parents, abuse, et cetera, all lead to this stuff where a kid is on the street and has to find a place of safety, you know, many different times. And I know you've told me, and I won't say it, but, you know, just trying to find a place to sleep for the night was tough. And this must have looked like a wonderful situation to you. Here was a person that, you know, that you felt you could trust. you know, an older figure that you could say, wow, you know, this guy really cares. I can stay here for a little while. And it turned into something totally horrific. Something that I feel only the part of it that I feel good about, the rest of it is really not to feel good about, is that you now can discuss it. You now can bring it out and you can say what it is without the fear.
Honestly, it's something I never thought would happen. You know, I was content to live in my fear for the rest of my life because I thought that living in fear would keep me safe. But then, like I said, when it started happening here in Sudbury, it triggered me and I started to feel, you know, I started to feel like I was back there. It was like there was this, you know, weight chained around my neck. And every time I tried to move forward or push forward from this, it pulled me back. And then I escaped from this situation because someone forgot to lock the door when they left one day. And I think back to this opportunity to like being alone in the place where I was and being able to just like looking at the front door and knowing that I could walk out. I almost didn't. And it just makes me sick to think that I almost didn't. The one opportunity I had, and I know I did. And in my mind, I know, you know, there's no what if. Like I walked out, I walked away, I just kept moving forward, you know, but I almost didn't. And that scares the hell out of me. Sorry for my language, but it does. Because what if I hadn't? And then I live in the what if. What if I hadn't? You know, how long would I have been stuck there? Would I have died there? You know, would somebody have beat me up so badly that, you know, they would have left me for dead? Like, the one opportunity I had in my life.
Yes. That, Katie, is the repetitive habit of going back because it's such an ugly memory for you that the mind says it part of, you know, the what ifs is called the worry factor. Fortunately, 97% of what we all worry about really never happens that way, but you don't realize it when you're in the fear. You don't realize it when you're constantly trying to say, okay, I got to look over my shoulder. I can't go here and do this. I'm going to have somebody with me for protection, all of that. It's an amazing thing. You talk about almost not leaving. You were conditioned. You were taught. It was now a habit for you to just stay there for as long as you were there. There's an interesting story about how they, it's kind of related, but how they train circus elephants is that when the elephant is born, they put the chain around, well, you used to, I pray that they're stopping that practice. They put the chain around the elephant's leg, they put a long stake in the ground, and the elephant is not allowed to wander. Poor thing, just because it's an animal that doesn't want to be contained, it doesn't want to be captive, tries to get free. Eventually, the elephant's broken down, and it doesn't try to be free any longer. It's now developed a habit of not being free. It's not a free roaming, wandering animal that can you know, walk the fields of wherever they're there, you know, Africa, et cetera. And when now that elephant gets put into a circus, all they got to do is put a string around, a little rope around its leg, hardly attached to anything. But that elephant feels that there and still believes in its mind that it is contained. It's not free. It can't go anywhere. So it is a normal thing for a human to think similarly. In other words, you felt like, I can't leave here. And it was a fear factor of leaving, as bad as it was fearful for you to even be there. And it's a blessing that you get out of there.
It is.
You are who you are today and where you are today as a result of getting out of there. There are a lot of things that happen to a lot of people in this world, and somehow, some way, and everybody says, oh, well, there's a reason for everything. It isn't so much the reason for everything. It's what you do with it. It's how you handle it and how you develop yourself and climb out of that situation. You are an exemplary situation as far as coming up out of it. I mean, you are a renowned coach today helping countless people. And why don't you talk to us about that? I mean, I'm happy for you in so many ways, Katie, individually, that you've been able to get away from this. And now, because hypnotherapy is such a wonderful, marvelous thing, and I utilize it in the 21 Days Change program with the NLP and with the strategic intervention, which is like the cover over the whole thing, strategic intervention. that we were able to do this together, that we were able to get you through this. And it just pleases me to no end that you have been able to do this. And many others that I've worked with have not the same story by any means, but they have situations in life we've been able to overcome for them as well. However, it's never been that one of them wanted to say, hey, put me on your radio show, Jeff. God bless you. You know, and folks, I did try to talk her out of this. It was kind of like, you know, but she wants this to be the final episode. She wants this to be the end of that. It's got to be, yes, it's in her life. Yes, it's in her past, but that's where it is. It's in the past, and it's not rearing its ugly head any longer and affecting her on her daily basis of living her life. There are no triggers anymore, and a trigger, if you don't understand that, is something that somebody says, or you see something, or you feel something, and the brain triggers an emotion out of the unconsciousness through the firewall to the conscious, and you go, we've all been there and done that. We've all felt it about something. You know exactly what I'm saying. It happens to some people way too much, and I would recommend you get some guidance on that, because there are opportunities. There are things that can be done. The group I'm with Mike Mandel, I mean, there's an amazing group of hypnotherapists, hypnotists that work in all different facets. There's an amazing group I'm involved with Strategic Intervention and NLP. I mean, these coaches are top-notch, and they're all about helping people help people. It's what it is. It isn't about having you go lay on the couch, as I've said, I'll say it again, and then I'll be quiet about it. You know, the old mainframe way of, and I tell me, you know, there are situations where normal counseling and everything is great. I don't condemn it. However, I don't condone that it's the answer to everything. Okay, that's where we're coming from. And I think it's more and more becoming an understanding, especially through the hypnotherapy, that it is an answer. They're breaking through with crazy things. They're doing surgeries without, you know, having to be medicated with hypnotherapy. The dentists are using it. Here's a situation right here. This is proof positive that it works. It is what it is. I'm no miracle worker. I don't walk on water. I have been blessed with being able to receive phenomenal training. Phenomenal training from some phenomenal people, doctors that know this stuff. They know this stuff, and I'm going further and further and further with it right now with hypnotherapy, and it's just fantastic. So, Katie, let's talk about how did you become a coach from this? This is, I think, fantastic. It's just, wow.
I don't know. I felt I always had this passion that I wanted to help people. You know, I always wanted to save the world one person at a time, and the best way to do that, and people had told me, you know, why don't you become a psychologist or a counselor? And I find, for me, focusing on the past wasn't—it's not something that I want to do, right? I'm about moving forward, you know, building a better life than what you have. And so, helping people get over past hurts, though I may have been good at it, it wasn't something that I was interested in. So when it came to coaching, it was all about rebuilding. You know, it's like a hurricane comes in and sweeps your house away. Well, the counselors and the psychologists, they come in and they clean up the rubble. You know, they clear away the mess. The coaches are the people who come in after and help you to rebuild your house the way you want it. And so that's what I wanted to be. Thank you. I wanted to be a carpenter of life. And I wanted to help people. And because of everything that I've been through and everything that I've had to overcome, I have a lot of compassion and empathy and a lot of wisdom, things that I've learned along the way and things that I've had to do and adapt to in order to overcome what I've been through. And so when it came to rebuilding my life, I created programs and tools to help me do that. And those are, again, what I use in my coaching today. I developed a relationship program. I have a dating program. I have a youth program and just an overall general life coaching program that I use with people. And it's adaptable, right? So everybody is different and everybody's specific needs are different. And so my program, I have an outline, my program is an outline that is adaptable to each person's individual needs.
Excellent. That's fantastic. You know, we as coaches, each have our own style of delivery. And each of us, people say, well, why would you think you're a coach? Well, you know what? Life experiences bring you to decisions in life. And I ask my clients when we're talking, and when I do speaking, I do the same thing. I ask the audience, what are you doing today that's your passion, like I mentioned earlier in the show? Are you passionate about what you get up and hit the floor with every morning that you're doing for your living to help you? And most will say no. Most will say no, and that's a very sad situation. In this profession, we say yes. We say yes. Hypnotherapists, hypnotists, strategic interventionists, coaches, the different levels of life coaching, 90% that I've spoken to are very, very happy that they are doing this. Some aren't doing it full-time. Some are doing it part-time. Some are doing it for gratis. Some are just saying, I want to help people, and I just do it part-time. I have a regular job, and I've learned this, and I want to share my knowledge from my life to help them answer the questions of theirs. And one of the greatest things we do is, and Katie, I want to give you something for this. I'll tell you what. You are a perfect storyteller as far as life. You speak with the metaphor. The metaphor is telling the story. In the old days, that's what they did. They told the older community leaders from years past would tell a story to the younger members of a tribe or a group of people or whatever you want to say. And that is how they learned. That is how they learned. When you tell a metaphor, especially with hypnosis and conversational hypnosis, Dr. Mike Mandel calls it mindscaping, and I love that. They go in and they mindscape, and it's not really hypnosis per se, but it's on the conversational level. You are telling a story. There's a story. You are perfect at that. You do a wonderful job at telling a story. The way you explain and speak in metaphor is wonderful, which is a part of the why you are a fantastic coach.
Thank you.
I know I have asked this lady to coach me because we cross-coach each other in our network, and you are fantastic. You're a fantastic coach, we're blessed to have you here.
People work better when they have a visual, something to picture in their mind to focus on. And if you get the right metaphor, then you help their situation make sense to them. And one of the things that I love about coaching is that I get to help people stop suffering.
That is an amazing thing, because you that suffered so much in your life, and the fact that you are that empathy, you just have it. You just have that gift that you want. And, you know, it's your calling somehow. It possibly would have happened anyway. But you come from a whole different place as a result of your life story. I think each of us do. You most certainly do. Typically, a coach would not go to the extent you did. My hat's off to you. It really, really is. From one coach to another, I have to say this has been an amazement for me today, Katie. This has been something I wouldn't have expected. And all the clients, the multiple numbers of clients I've worked with, and I see and watch some of them today, and I stay in touch with them and how wonderful they're doing in their businesses. And it gives me this warm sense inside to know that I had something to do with helping them with that.
Yeah.
Not everything. I'm not to say all know all, but I had a part of that. I had a piece of that, of helping them gain that career change, or helping them advance in their life and overcome their low self-esteem and their ability not to talk to people because they've got to get up on stage or whatever it might be. Or a coach that says, geez, I'm a great coach. I've got all this within me, but I don't know how to present it. I don't know how to get myself there. And it has just been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful journey. And I expect I'm going to continue with it to the day I'm gone. As long as I can open my mouth. Dr. Milton Erickson did. And Mike Mandel will tell you, Milton, he had the poor guy had polio when he was in a wheelchair, and the way he talked and everything, but people listened to him. He was the world of wisdom. And he had a way of just conversationally talking to people to just get them to feel good and to open up about what is it. And then he would plant the seed, as we say, and help them change their mind. He would do that so eloquently. You do that. when you speak in metaphors, you do that for people. Folks, I got to tell you, I love being a coach, and I enjoy being a coach, and I enjoy working with a team of coaches that have the caliber of this lady. So you need to get her information, because I'll tell you what, she works in multifaceted areas of coaching. She's got the experience. And, you know, you think of an issue you have in your life or your past that just might have been triggered because of what she said. You wouldn't possibly have even the same situation. You might have had a lesser than in scope. But it's a situation that you know this lady can help you with. You know she can help you tackle it. And we made a deal today that we're going to start cross-coaching and coaching together as well, Katie. And that's going to help people further, too, because that's what our network's about. We just mean it'll be in the platinum level of the IM network. We'll cross-coach with one another and assist each other. And they will also, when they have a client that has something specific that may be just slightly out of their realm, they'll be able to call on one of us to help come in and work with that client as well, with that client's permission, of course. And that is so wonderful because it's going to get it done. And that's what we're about, folks. You know, they say this is the world of personal development. This is the world of coaching. This is the world of helping you overcome the stuff that's been hanging around since you can barely remember. On. Yes. And thankfully, you're in that situation right now. You're even one step beyond, as I say. I'm blessed to know you. I'm blessed to see you made that change. That you were able to say, "Well, you hypnotized her." No, you know what? Katie hypnotized Katie. That's how it's done. That's what hypnosis is. It's really your level of hypnosis. You know, you bring yourself into hypnosis, which is an amazing thing. So we don't have a whole lot of show left. My goodness, we've only got about a little over 12 minutes, Katie. This has been amazing. We had all kinds of other stuff we're going to talk about, and this has been fantastic. It really has. Let's, folks, first of all, Katie, right now before it gets any later in the show, give your contact information so people can reach out to you for coaching.
Well, if you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me through my website at www.choicecoachingcanada.com. We also have an IM tab on the website where I post all of my shows after they're done. You can also get in touch with me by calling the number 705-806-4177. I also have a recovery division, so if you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, please call us and let the recovery team at Choice Coaching Canada help you find your recovered path.
Fantastic. And folks, please take her up on that. They do offer consultations as well. It is not going to cost you anything up front. You know, that investment you make in yourself to get over and overcome situations in life will be worth a million. And that's just putting it mildly. I mean, it's priceless technically. When you overcome these, Katie can tell you. She's the first one who'll tell you this. I can say it because I had to overcome my issues in life. And having just allowing yourself the opportunity, allowing yourself just to let go a little bit and say, you know what? I have everything to gain and nothing really to lose by confiding in a coach and confidentiality and having these situations taken care of. And it doesn't matter if there's one or a dozen, we have all got stuff going on. That's it. I mean, we're human and we have lives and we were taught by people who were taught by people who are not experts. There's nobody out there that's expert in being a parent or being a sibling or being an aunt or an uncle or whatever. And all this other stuff that happens to people and it stays with them because there was nothing ever done to help them overcome it. Then it goes to the next generation and it's sad. It's sad. I've suffered it in my own family as well. At other levels. And this is just so fantastic to be able to hear you speak with such a healthy outlook on your future because you were able to overcome and change your mind. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. So very, very, very welcome. And we've got about 10 minutes left of showtime, folks, and I did not get the number out to you for callers. And at this point, I don't believe we'll take any. to get a caller on right now is probably not going to be a timeful thing. We'd wind up in overtime on the show. And I understand we've had a little bit of a technical issue with the broadcast as far as the quality, and I apologize for that. We are making a great change with the IM Network coming up very shortly. We're actually building our own radio station online, of course, so it's not any big tower being put up in the woods of Maine where I live, but it will, in fact, be a 24/7 broadcast channel that will be the IM Radio TV Network. We've got all kinds of fantastic things coming up for that. Katie is a part of the network as a platinum partner. She's also working with us as a director, which means she's involved in the daily operation also of the network. And she has her own show, the Choice Coaching Show. And that is on Mondays. It was this past Monday. Check out the replays. She has had two fantastic shows with high listener counts. Typically, when you start a radio broadcast, you've got very low listener counts for a while. This lady went boom. She broke the charts. Her shows, although some people will say, you know, gee, that's kind of interesting information. Well, you know what? They're not R-rated. They potentially could be PG-13, and we can set that up. But,
yeah.
You know, the information's got to get out, and there are too many things going on with us in our minds these days with the way society is, the way the world is, that people are just not being and not feeling great. And when you can pick yourself up like you have, Katie, smile and know that life is good and you're just going to make it better, that is marvelous. Marvelous.
Well, and I just want to say one thing. If you believe that you are worth investing in, which I believe you are, then you need to invest in a membership in the IM Radio TV Network. I am telling you, it is the best investment I have ever made. They follow through on everything they say they're going to do. They give you what they, you know, they follow through. They make promises that they can keep. Everything that they say they can help you do, they can. And what is better than building your business by working with coaches from all over the world who have already done this and who are willing to help you do the same? So if you need to invest in yourself. You need to become a member in the IM Radio TV Network. I strongly suggest that you get in touch with Jeffrey.
See, I don't even know if I have to press the commercial button now. That was fantastic. Thank you. this is great. This is great. I am going to play it in just a minute just so folks hear it. But that was fantastic, Katie. And that is Katie's belief in the network, the IM Network, because we are all about coaches. We are all about people. We're about helping people. And we're going to be doing not only radio broadcasts with multiple different radio broadcasts. We're going to be doing live events, minimum four live events worldwide. Our first one's going to be coming up in July in LA. As a matter of fact, we're going to do a mini event, and then we're going to be scheduling 2 and 3 day events with keynote speakers, top people in the industry of personal development. Us on the platinum level, we'll be there. Each one of us will be on stage talking about who we are, what we do, and what we can do to help you. And Katie brought up a very, very good point. You have to be willing to want to help yourself get over what it is you're dealing with. That is a key thing. A lot of people say, yeah, this is great to listen to. Oh, great. Isn't that wonderful? She was able to overcome that. You have a lot of feeling, a lot of empathy for her in her situation. I mean, my God, it was hellacious is the word I'll use. However, you might not want to think that you can help yourself. You might not want to make that decision. You might just want to jump and put your shoes on and go through your day again in a normal way. Honestly, there is an alternative. And when you make that decision, yes, I want to change my mind. I don't want to live like this any longer. Reach out. We have some of the best of coaches in this network now, and more coming very soon. Each day, each week, this network is growing. And there is room for you if you are a coach, author, or speaker. Also, if you'd like to have a show and you're in the field of hypnosis or anything else like that as a coach, a hypnotherapist, and you'd like to get a message out there or you'd like to be a guest on a show, please reach out to us. Go to Facebook and you'll see the IM Radio TV Network. Send us a message. That would be the easiest way. Again, I mean, everybody's on Facebook these days, it seems. I never thought I would be, quite honestly, folks. 5 years ago, if you told me I was going to be on Facebook, I would have laughed. But I am. and it's a useful tool for business. And we do a lot of broadcasting through Facebook. I did a little video today just to let everybody know the show was going to be on today. I got on Facebook Live and did a 30-second video. So it was fun. As a matter of fact, I love doing video. It's a lot of fun. That said, Katie, this has been absolutely, absolutely, absolutely fantastic. I'm not even going to play the advert. I think I want folks to stay with what they're thinking now. Focus on that, and that this lovely lady was able to overcome. She wanted to do it. That was the difference. I couldn't have done a thing for you, Katie, if you didn't choose to want to make that change. Now, there are situations with hypnotherapy, I'll be very honest with you, where you may go into the session and really not know what it is that needs to be changed. Because that's what hypnotherapy does. We bust through that firewall and we get into the unconscious mind. Some people call it the subconscious. I think sub means under. It means less than. And it's a huge thing. It's like a giant beach ball next to a little dime on top of it. The dime is your conscious, and the giant beach ball is your unconscious, as it was put to me. And you know what? That's a really true look at it if you think about it. So know that hypnosis does many, many more things than just you saying, this is what I want to change. Because the things that really need to be changed, when you get into the subconscious mind, you find it. And this is one for Katie's benefit that really works well. And again, I applaud you for wanting to step up to the plate today. You are courageous.
This was the last fear I had to face, and that was to tell my story.
Well, you did it. Good for you. Yeah. And I am very happy for you that you did. I really did have reservations, I keep saying, because of the confidentiality. And do you really want to do that and put it out to the world? We're a worldwide broadcast.
But and, the fact that I was able to do this today speaks to the success of your program. And people need to know, people who are like me, and there are so many out there, they need to know that this works.
Well, thank you for that. I'm humbled beyond belief and in gratitude to you for coming forward today, Katie. It is an amazing thing for you to do. One I don't know if I would have done, honestly. You've got more gumption than me, and I've got a back part of my backstory. I'm not going to let out of the bag to protect the innocent, so to speak. But you know, there was stuff I had to get done in confidentiality with a coach as well, or I couldn't be a coach. Let's be serious. You know that. I know that. We can't hang on to the stuff that really kicks us in the butt and be a good, effective coach to another, because you can't be neutral. You can't come out of the emotion, because they'll trigger your emotion otherwise.
Yeah.
And in hypnotherapy, it's the same way. We go in and this stuff comes out, and the client, as you know, speaks the stuff. I can't have a reaction to that. I just have to make my notes. I have to make my notes, and we have to do the shampoo and condition. We have to take care of it. Yeah. And sometimes it's one, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's right through to the third session. Yours was the third session of hypnotherapy, was the actual bam breakthrough.
The third session really was so impactful. And like just the way the session went, like I had no idea that I could even do that, that was even possible. It blew my mind. And then over the next couple of days, I felt better and better, and the fear slid away. It's just so weird living out, like not living in fear of something that happened 20 years ago anymore. I mean, when you hold, it's like, you know, having the same haircut for 20 years and then you change it, it's drastic and it takes some adjusting.
Well, it's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of feeling. It's a new way of being. And now that you've done that, you're conditioning your new habit. Okay, we've replaced that. It's there. All that stuff's still back there, but we like rerouted it. We ran a circuit around it in the neurotransmitters of the brain. So, folks, we're coming up with about 40 seconds left to show. I want to tell you it has been a pleasure to be here with you all today. Katie, it has been an immense pleasure to be here with you as well. And again,
thank
we are blessed to have you. Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure of coming on, for having you on the show. It's what this is about. It's to talk about interventions, talk about hypnotherapy. It's to talk about what I do, sometimes by myself, and sometimes I have a phenomenal guest like you come on the show. So, folks, thank you very much. From the Interactive Media Network, the IM Radio TV Network, I am Jeffrey Miller, the interventionist. And, Katie, why don't you close the show with us?
Thanks for joining us. And don't forget, every second week on Thursday at 3, you'll hear the Hypnotic Interventionist. And then my show is every second Monday. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. You have a blessed day, and we'll talk with you soon. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.